Mishnayis Tainis Perik Dalit is learned Lilu Nishma Sorelke Basarev Shneir Zalmanachem Mendel, who passed away in Achrin Shel Pesach Alofim Tavshin Ayin. Mishnayis is learned B'Terech Shnalos HaAveilus Lilu Nishmosa to benefit her soul Tei Nishmosa Tzurur B'Tzurur HaChayim. This chapter is sponsored by Ron and Barbara Ullman in her memory. Mishnah Aleph Perik Dalit. In 3 times during the year, the Kohanim lift their hands to Duchen, to say the Birchas Kohanim, to every prayer that you daven. And 1 time of the year is the Kohanim raise Arbopam Bayim, 4 times during 1 day. B'Shachris, that is to the morning, B'Musaf, to Musaf, B'Mincha, during Mincha, U'B'Nil Sh'orim, and on the prayer that you pray when the gates close from the Beis HaMikdash, or from these heavens. One of these 3 times in the year, B'Tainius, when there's a fast day, U'B'Mamodis, and when the people, they're standing by the sacrifices to sacrifice them, as we learned in chapter 2 of Mishnah Vav. So they fast 4 days in the week. So those days, the Kohanim, they duchen to every prayer that they daven, which is Shachris, Mincha, and Ila, U'Yom Kippurim. And on Yom Kippurim, the Kohanim, they duchen 4 times, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, and Ni'ila. Says the Bartanur, explains the Bartanur, B'Shloisha Prokim B'Shona V'Chulim, Hachi Komar. This is what he's saying. B'Shloisha Prokim, during 3 periods, Shehem Tainius, which is during the fast day, U'Mamodis, V'Yema Kippurim, and the time of Mamodis in Kippur, the Masik Basar Hochi, that he's going to conclude afterwards. Koyinim Noisim Eskapeyim B'Chol Tfilo. Then the Kohanim raise their hands in every davening. So the 3 times are Tainius, Mamodis, Yom Kippurim. So during those 3 times, they raise during all prayers. V'yesh Yom Echot Be'ila Aprokim. And there is 1 day amongst these, over these times, that they'll end up lifting their hands and duchening 4 times in the day. V'hu Yom HaKippurim, that is Yom HaKippurim, sheyesh bo tefilas musaf, which has the musaf prayer. U'masris Rav Meir, in our Mishnah follows the view of Rav Meir, the Omar who says, yesh nesiyas kapayim b'mincha b'tayni yisu b'mamodis, that there is the raising of the hands, the duchening, on the mincha during the tainius and the mamodis. The chol yoyim, because on every other day, time of my anus is kapayim b'mincha, the reason why we don't have raising the hands, the duchening during mincha, is mishum shikrus, is because of drunkenness, being afraid that the kohen is drunk, he's not qualified to duchen that. But when now during the fast day, there's no shikras. But Rav Yosi Poligolai, Rav Yosi disagrees on Rav Meir, and he holds Vamar the Gazrina Mincha Shataynis Otu Mincha the Chol Yomer, that we decree and we worry about the Mincha of a fast day, and we don't duchen then either because of the Mincha of every other day, and we don't duchen then. And Aloche is like Rav Yosi in Tainius and Mamodis and Yom HaKippurim. These would fill us in the Ila, when there is an Ila prayer. Avol b'Tainius she'mis palim b'm Ila, but in those fasts that we don't have an Ila prayer, parsi kani yaday b'mincha, the Tanisa. Then the Kohanim do duchen, do raise their hands, spread out their hands, and duchen on the mincha of a tainis. Kivan the samuch l'shkiyas achama matzlilo, since they daven it close to the sunset. Kitzilas ne'ilo damya, it's similar to the tzilas ne'ilo. U'minchosa kehai, in such kind of mincha, less of a chol yema, there isn't every day. Hilkach, and therefore, loy gozru, but they didn't decree. Because every day they daven mincha earlier, but this is daven close to shkiyas achama, so that's why we do the Chachanim do Neisim Kapayim. During the Tanias and the Maimodis, there were 3 tefillas. There were Shachris, Mincha, and Ila. And so in those days, the Mishnah is saying they would, by Tainis Mamodis, they would Duchen three times, and by Yom Kippur, when he had Musaf, it was actually four times. But according to the Meir, we would by Tainis Mamodis, we would do by Mincha too, so you'd have it by Shacharis, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, but according to the Beis, you would only do it for Shacharis and Ne'ilah. But what the Batanura said here, those times that we don't have Ne'ilah at all, just the Tainis, you just have Shacharis and Mincha, then the Kohanim would do by Mincha. So then the Mishnah said, "B'tayni is u'b'mamodis hachikomar ve'elu hein shloisha perokim." The Mishnah is saying it. It says in the beginning that the three times of the year. What are the three times? "B'tayni is u'b'mamodis Yom Kippurim." Those are the three times when, in all the prayers, the Mishnah said you would do the birchas kahanim. You would do the kahanim nesim kapeim, which on "tayni is u'b'mamodis" would be three times. Yom Kippurim would be four times. What is this mamodis? Anshe mamed, the people that would stand by the time they were from the Israelim, the representatives of the Israelim who would stand at the time that the korban was sacrificed, they would fast 4 days in the week, and that those 4 days, they had ne'ilah and they had mincha, and those were the times that they would do it three times, according to Rameh. Mishnah Beis. Elu hein mamodis, this is that they made the standing. What are these standings, that the following of the standings that they made the Israel to stand? Because it says in the Torah, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael, you should order the b'nei Yisrael, Marta Lehm, you should say to them, as korban ilachmi, that my sacrifice, which is my bread, v'cheich korban shalodum korev, how could you sacrifice a person's sacrifice and he's not standing by the... So the first prophets instituted that there should be 24 groups that stand, so that the Jewish people are divided into 24 portions, just like the Kohanim. By every portion, which means for every week, there was people that would stand in Yerushalayim. Shel Kohanim, Shel Leviim, Shel Yisraelim. Those were, part of them were Kohanim, and part of them was Leviim, part of them was Yisraelim. That is that the Leviim were also divided into 24 groups. He gives mana mishmar lalis, and it came the time for the group to go up to Yerushalayim. Koyim Leviim Olim Yerushalayim. So part of the Kohanim and a part of the Leviim went up to Yerushalayim. The Israel Shebaisa Mishmar and the Israelites, which belonged to that group, but because they lived far from Yerushalayim, they could not physically make it to Yerushalayim. Miskansim Borehim, they would gather in their cities, in the synagogues, in their cities, and they would fast and pray, and they would fast and daven. Mekoyim Maisa Bereshis, and they would read in the Torah from Bereshis Bara Lekim, from the creation of the world, to show that the world exists only because you are sacrificing the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Bar Tanura, Elohim Mamodis, the following are the standings. Says the Bar Tanura, Matam Ko'amar. What the Mishnah is saying is, what's the reason? Matam Tiknun Moya Mamodis. What is the reason they instituted the Mamodis? Lifishenemar, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael, Goimer, since it says instruct the B'nei Yisrael, etc. So, there has to be somebody, the owner of the korban, the yidden that are bringing, because it's Bnei Yisrael are ordered to bring the korbanos. So how could they bring a korban without being there? So they instituted that akol mishmar mishmar hayo maimed, that for every guard, or for every group of the 24 groups of the kohanim, there was also a maimed, which was miktsas shifte Yisrael, part of the tribes of Israel, chalukim l'chov dalad chalukim. They were also divided into 24 portions. Shluchim called Yisrael. They were agents of all Yidden. Lamed el korban, that they would stand on the sacrifice makoyim velevim shabayis mishmar, together with the kohanim and levim of that guard. But what happens is that the Yisrael shabayis mishmar, the Israelim from that guard, miskansim the oreim, they would gather in their cities. Oy, some shoyu rechekim Yerushalayim, those who were distant from Yerushalayim. They weren't able to go up to stand physically on the carbon during their group, during their turn. They would gather in the synagogues in their cities. They would fast, and they would pray. And every day they would read the Torah during their maimed, in the act of creation, in order to let us know that the world exists because of the service that they do in the Mikdash. Mishnah Gimel, Anshe Maimed, the people of the Maimed that remained in their house, as we learned before, they would fast 4 days during the week, from Monday through Thursday. They would not fast on Friday because of the honor of Shabbos, not to go into Shabbos while they're hungry. And also not on Sunday, so they should not go out of complete rest and pleasure to work and fasting. So a person can die. Therefore, don't fast on Sunday. On the first day on Sunday, you read Bereishis and you read Vayhi Rakia. And then on the second day, that is Monday, then you read Yehi Rakia and Yikov HaMayim. Bashlishi, on the third day, on Tuesday, then you would read Yikov HaMayim and Vayhi Me'ores. Barevi, on the fourth day, that's Wednesday, then they would read Yehi Me'ores and Vayishritzu HaMayim. Bachamishi, on the fifth day, that's Thursday, then they would read Yishritzu HaMayim and Vatoitzu HaOretz and the Oretz set forth. Ubashishi, on the sixth day, on Friday, then they would read Vatoitzu HaOretz and Vayichulu HaShemayim. Because we call to the Sefer Torah three people, therefore, Parsha Gedolah Koyre Noisu Bishnayim. If it's a large section, then you read it for two people, Vaktane B'yachid, and a small portion, you read for one person. And a portion that only has five verses, so for the first one you read three verses, and to the other one, you start again with the third pasuk, and you read two additional psukim. And the people from the Maimed, which were every week in Yerushalayim at the Karbonis, they would also do the same, it says here. They would fast 4 days in the week, and they would read every day Ma'aseh Bereishis. B'Shachris B'Musaf, during Shachris and during Musaf, on the day that you bring a Korban Musaf, so then you bring a Sefer Torah, and you read in the Sefer Torah Ma'aseh Bereishis to three people, as mentioned before, B'Mincha and to Mincha, because people are already tired from the fast day, Nichnosim, they enter into the shul, V'Korban Alpeh, and they read everybody for themselves the Ma'aseh Bereishis orally, just as you would read the Shema. Erev Shabbos b'Mincha, Friday before night by Mincha, lo yinichnosim. Then they did not go into the synagogue. They didn't read the Ma'aseh Bereishis. They kvei the Shabbos because of the honor of the Shabbos. They have to prepare themselves for Shabbos. And the people from the Maimed that were in Yerushalayim on the day that they brought a Korban Musaf, they would not read Ma'aseh Bereishis, not to Musaf and not for Mincha. Says the Bar Tanura, the Mishnah said that they would fast the Anshe HaMaimed from Monday through Thursday, but V'loi Misanim Erev Shabbos, Ibn Ekvoid HaShabbos. They wouldn't fast on the Friday, because the honor of Shabbos. Ein Tzorich Lemer, and it goes without saying, says the Bar Tanura, that B'Shabbos Atzmoi, on Shabbos itself they wouldn't fast. Of course not. Because not even Erev Shabbos they don't want, because the Kavod HaShabbos not to go in while you're Me'una, while you're hungry. But also v'loy b'yom aleph, and also not on Sunday. Ipnei shehi shlishi liyitzira, because that's the third day of creation. So be'erev Shabbos nivra Odom. For man, Odom, the first man was created on Friday. V'yom shlishi liyitzira osei cholush tvei. On the third day of his creation, he was very weak. T'ksiv, it says in Bereish Lamedalet, v'hi b'yom ha'shlishi b'yesem koyavim. That on the third day, they were in pain, like after the bris. So maybe that's why, the reason they don't fast on Sunday. Inami, another interpretation, because in Shabbos the person has an additional soul. After Shabbos it's taken from him. If they would fast on Sunday, so then they would become in danger because of the change over from Shabbos to the weekday. And every day they would daven ne'ilah. The fasting was only on those 4 days, but ne'ilah they would daven every day. Then it says, "Parsha gedoyla koyden oisa b'shnayim." If it was a large portion, they read it in two. The parsha is Bereishis, in the section of Bereishis, la'acha shakoro rishin gimul psukim. After the first one read the first three verses, choyzer hasheni, the second one goes back. The koyde pasuk shlishi shakoro shlishi arishin. And he reads the pasuk that the third pasuk that the first one read, umashlim parsha Bereishis, and he finishes the portion of Bereishis. Vashlishi, and the third one koyde reads Yehirakia. Basheni, on the second day, ha'alef koyde Yehirakia, he would read Yehirakia. Ushnayim yikavu ushnayim koydim yikavu amayim v'chein kulam. So what the Mishnah means that the Parsha Gedoyla, if it has more than two psuk, more than three psukim, then two people split it. As the Bartanura just said, that the second one will take one of the psukim that the first one read. But Vaktana means if it only has exactly three psukim, then just one person will read it. So in all cases, you'll have three people reading. But it's only a matter how to split it up. So the larger one that has more than three psukim, the two will split it. And in other words, they will reread some of the ones that were read already. And in the smaller portion, which has only three, that one individual will learn. And that's how it will work out in all the parshias, the way he said before, what they read. B'shachris u'b'musav, the Mishnah says, u'b'mincha, Nichnosim v'kodin apiyim. Says the Bartanura, Ocha Mayri, here we're dealing with b'chol sharam mamodis, in all other standing, shoyichutz Yerushalayim, that was outside Yerushalayim, shehen hoyu kodim, b'maise breishis kimishpatum, they would read in the act of creation as the rule, afilu b'yem sheyesh b'kod musaf, even in a day when there is a kod musaf, because they are not preoccupied. Avol hamamodes b'Yerushalayim, but those who are standing in Yerushalayim, b'yom sheyesh b'korban musaf, at the day that there was a musaf sacrifice, lehayukodim b'musaf b'maaseh bereishis, they would not read in musaf the act of creation, k'dinan lekamon, as we learned later on, korban musaf ein boi b'mincha. That means that when you have a korban musaf, there is no maimed mincha. So b'hashta, now that we say that korban musaf maimed mincha, the lavdi de dochi, it pushes away, which is not its own. It's it's a musaf. So the musaf pushes away the maimed of mincha. Maimed de dochi. So certainly it'll push away its maimed. So the bechlal, there is no maimed during. During Musaf and Mincha, there is no kriya in Musaf and or in Mincha. So here we're talking about what took place when there was a Musaf. This is talking about not in Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim there was no kriya satari then. So we're talking about b'shachris u'b'musaf mincha chulu. Then we bring a Sefer Torah, and we read the large parsha by two, and the Ketan B'yochid. We don't bring a Sefer Torah, because of the trouble of the fast, but we read orally. So what the Mishnah is saying is b'shachris or b'musaf, they would do it, but b'mincha we don't bring the sefer Torah nichnosim v'kerem pim v'kerem neshma. Then the Mishnah says that on Shabbos b'mincha, when on Shabbos b'mincha loy hayu nichnosim
lebeis hakneses, they would bechalal not go into the shul, not even orally. Yukoidim klal, then they wouldn't read at all for the mincha, not of Shabbos. L'shoy yitrudim l'sagat tzorcha Shabbos, because they were occupied in preparing the needs of Shabbos. Mishnah dalet, kol yem sheyesh b'halal, on the days that you say halal, and there is no korban musaf then, like for example on Chanukah, ein b'maimed b'shachris. So the people from the Maimed that are in Yerushalayim do not read the Ma'aseh Bereishis to Shachris because they have to say halal. Korban Musaf, on the day that you bring a Korban Musaf, ein b'ben ila. So then you didn't read to Ni'ila, and not by Minila, not by Mincha, and not by Musaf. Korban Eitzim, on the day that they brought a sacrifice, the sacrifice from those that bring wood for the Mizbeach. Somebody brings a gift, wood to the Mizbeach, and he also brings a korban. Ein bebe mincha. So then you don't read my separation during mincha. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Amule ben Azai, so ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, kacha Rabbi Yeshua shoyne. So Rabbi Yeshua learned. Korban Musaf, on the day that you bring a Musaf sacrifice, ein bebe mincha, you don't read by mincha. But certainly we don't read by Musaf. Korban Eitzim, but on the day that you bring a sacrifice from those who bring the wood from the Mizbeach, ein by bin Ila, so then you don't read during Ila, but definitely you don't read from Mincha. Chazer Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva retracted from his earlier words, Liyashenik ben Azai, that he was learning now, as ben Azai said. Says the Bar Tanura, the Mishnah said, every day that there is Halil, so then we don't have the Maimed in the Shachris, in the morning. The Krisa Torah B'Shachris. So the Bar Tanura, Yom Shiyesh B'Halil Kigon Yimei Chanukah, Shiyesh B'Halil, Ve'im B'Musaf. So, Oysom Shabir Yerushalayim, those who were in Yerushalayim, Lo Yekoidim Shum Parash B'Shachris, they wouldn't read any portion of the Shachris. The Fishein Lam Pnai, because they don't have time, Lasses Mamodim, to do their maimed, Shahalal Dechayis, because the Allah pushes it away. What happens when there's a time of Korban Musaf? That is during Rosh Chodesh, Sheyesh Be Korban Musaf, that has a Korban Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. So Lo Yehayu Koyrim Shum Parashe Bin Ila. So then they wouldn't read any portion by in the Ila. The Kol Shkein Shelo Yekoyrim Parashe Musaf Atzmei. V'Lo Yehayu Mincha. So they sure they wouldn't read not the parsha, not in Musaf, and not the Mincha, which is before Ne'ila. Shekor Musaf Hoyedei Chayitzim. Because the Kor Musaf would push it away. So basically what we said here, that on the day that they said the Musaf, which is on the Shchodesh, so then we had no Kriyas HaToyra Ma'aseh Bereishis. He says, not by Ne'ila, not by Mincha, and not by by Musaf. And in the previous Mishnah, in which it says that B'Musaf or B'Mincha Nichnosim V'Koidim, that's talking about, as the Bar Tanura explained over there, those people that were outside of Yerushalayim, they would read Ma'aseh Bereishis regularly, even the Musaf, but it just says that B'Mincha, they would be Koidim al Piyam, they would call it orally. Now our Mishnah is talking about inside Yerushalayim, the Maimonides, because they had to daven, because they had Korban Musaf and they had to stand there, they didn't have time to do the proper leanings on Mincha, Musaf, and Ila. I mean, they would take out the Sefer Torah and read for each one under other circumstances, but not when there was a Rish Chodesh. Then it says, Korban Eitzim Ein Boi B'Mincha. That means, Kolaymar, that is to say, Yoim sheyesh by korban eitzim, a day that there is a korban of the wood, kidl kamon, as we see later on, ve'im by korban musaf, and it doesn't have a musaf, doiche maimed shel mincha. Then it can push away the maimed, the krisa toira that takes place of mincha, avoloi shel ne'ila. That's why we say korban eitzim, ein by mincha. These are the opinion of Akiva.
So, but as I told him, kachoy Rabbi Shua Shoinu. This is what Rabbi Shua would learn. That korban eitzim, that the korban of the wood, doiche, maimed in ilah. That not only is it doiche de mincha, but it also doiche de ilah. Because it's doiche maimed de mincha. So of course it would be doiche de maimed de mincha. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it was only mincha. But ilah, yes. You would have to do the maimed separations. But here, the maimed. But here, he says that the korban eitzim is doiche maimed de ilah, koski is doiche maimed de mincha. The korban atzi kohanim hoyu korev, the korban of the atzi kohanim was sacrificed koyim tomit shel bein harboim before the sacrifice of the afternoon tomit. V'im doiche maimet shel ne'ila, if it can push away the maimet shel ne'ila, which happens earlier, kol shkin she doichem shel mincha samuchloi. That's very close to it, so it sure can push away that. And the Mishnah concludes that chozer Rav Akiva li yesheni kedivu ben hazeh. Rav Akiva retracted to learn like Ben Azai, the Kosova, because he holds Korban Musav Medivri Torah. The Korban Musav comes from the Medivri Torah. V'dinu shelo yidoche elo maime de mincha. It looks like Ben Azai is disagreeing on two things on what Rav Akiva said. Rav Akiva said when you bring a Korban Musav, which is on a Shchodesh, that you bring a Korban Musaf, so then you don't do Maimed, he says Ben Ila. And once we say that you don't do Ben Ila, then we say that certainly not Musaf and not Mincha, which was before Ne'ila. So you don't do not by Ne'ila, not by Mincha, and not by Musaf. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. With regards to Musaf, on this, Rabbi Yeshua came and said, with regards to Musaf, Rabbi says, Korba Musaf ain by Mincha. And if we say that by Korba Musaf doesn't have by Mincha, and it only, you don't do by Mincha, but you would do on Rosh Chodesh, Sai by Ne'ila, and Sai by Musaf. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, when you do a Korban Musaf, you don't do Maimed at all. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, you only don't do it during Mincha. And now the Batanur explains this, when he says, Chozer Rabbi Akiva, Li Yeshreine, Kedivre Ben Hazek, the Kosovar, because Ben Azai holds, and Rabbi Akiva agrees with him now, that Korban Musaf Medivrei Torah, the Korban Musaf is from the words of the Torah. So V'dinu Shelo Yidoche Elo Maimed De Mincha. So that's why, by right, the only thing that is pushed away is Maimed De Mincha, and not push away the Maimed of Musaf Anila. Why? The Dlek Olim Meichesh, because we don't have to worry. Dilma matchi korban, that if they're going to be occupied with the doing the mamodis, the reading of the Torah during Musaf, they're gonna not bring the korban Musaf. Dilma matchi korban, the divrei Torah leboy chizuk, because words of Torah don't need strength, so they're definitely gonna do the korban Musaf. That's from the Torah to do Musaf. So that's why over there we're saying you're not gonna push away the Korban Musaf, and also not the Ne'ila. However, with regards to Korban Eitzim, Ben Azai said, that when they brought a Korban Eitzim, Ben Azai says that you don't have not by Mincha and not by Ne'ila. Because he says Ein by Menila, and the Batnun already said before Kol Shkein Deichet Maim de Mincha. So, but by Korban Eitzim is Kedivrei Sofrim Domi. That's like words Midrabanon. It's no Chiyuv to bring now the Korban Eitzim. V'dinu. So then the Halacha is the Litchi Maim de Mincha v'Ne'ila. That the maimed of mincha ne'ila should take precedent. So, therefore, they had to be mesakin that they should not do maimed them, because if they do maimed, they would say that the maimed mincha ila takes precedent over the carbon eitzim. The boy chizuk, so they need strength. Keiched leilit chayil carbon eitzim, so they shouldn't push the carbon eitzim. That's where the chachamim were mesakin, according to Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Kiva, by the carbon eitzim there is no maimed, because otherwise had it been maimed they would push it away, and the chacham need to strengthen the carbon eitzim to say that it takes precedence and they shouldn't push away, and that's why they were misakin that you shouldn't do the maimed, not by mincha, not by ni'ilah. But Mashen came by Musaf, it doesn't matter, because they won't push it away because of the maimed, because it's minatoyra and doyen tzirich mechitzu. And the Batnuri adds, "V'lo yiraditi l'seim diru Rambam bepirush mishnezer." I couldn't understand the words of the Rambam in his explanation of this Mishnah. Ki midvarav nirid, where he explains it, show you anshe maimed mispalulin, that the people in maimed would daven tefila yisera b'chol yoyim, an additional davening in every day b'shachas t'mincha, between shachas and mincha. V'nikras tefila smusa, that was called tefila smusa. It was an extra davening over there. So when he explains the Korban Musaf over here is not on Rosh Chodesh like we've been explaining Rosh Chodesh. He says the Korban Musaf of the regular davening, not on Rosh Chodesh. Every day there's a Musaf over there. I think, I'm not sure exactly, but it looks like the Bar Tanura, but the Lashon is Korban Musaf, not just Musaf. But anyways, the Batnur says, I didn't find that there is such a fast day, another prayer called Musaf, and therefore, the Batnur says, Mishnah Hey, Zman Atzik Kahanim V'om Tisha. Nine times in the year, the Kahanim and the people brought wood to the Beis HaMikdash. Bechad Minisan, on the first day of Nisan, they brought wood. Bnei Orach ben Yehuda, the children of Orach from the tribe of Yehuda. Be'esrim b'tamuz, on 20 days in Tamuz, wood was brought by Bnei David ben Yehuda, the children of David from the tribe of Yehuda. B'chamish ba'av, on the fifth day of Av, was brought wood. Bnei Parish ben Yehuda, the children from Parish from the tribe of Yehuda. B'shiva ba'av, on the seventh day of Av, wood was brought Bnei Yenodov ben Rechev, the children of Yenodov, the son of Rechev. Basoraboy, on 10 days in Av, was brought wood by Bnei Sno ben Binyamin, the children of Sno from tribe of Binyamin. Bachamisha Osorboy, but on 15 days of Av, was brought wood Bnei Zutu ben Yehuda, the children of Zatu from the tribe of Yehuda. V'imohem, and with them, together with the children of Zatu, also went along Kahanim Levim. The whole Mishatov Shifta, and anyone who doesn't know from which tribe he is, he goes along with the children of Zatu. Vnei Goyin Ve Eli, and those who used to bring in, they used to steal, sneak in the Bikurim, the first for in a wooden holder, in a wooden vessel. There was once a decree that the Jews were decreed against, they shouldn't bring Bikurim. So the religious people would put the Bikurim in such a vessel, and they would cover it up with dried figs. They would go along with the children of Zatu. Bnei Koitzik Tzias, there was an additional name that they were called, those who used to cut the dried figs with knives. Because one time there was a decree that they shouldn't bring any wood to the Mizbeach, so the religious people, they made ladders, and they used to carry the ladders to Yerushalayim. And when they would ask them why they carried the ladders, they used to say to take down, to catch the pigeons, the doves. And in Yerushalayim, they used to break up the ladders and they used to burn it on the Mizbech. They also went along with the children of Zatu. Be'esrim boy, on 20th day of Av, then the one who brought the wood was Bnei Pachas Meir ben Yehuda, the children of Pachas Meir from the tribe of Yehuda. Be'esrim be'el, on 20 days in El, the wood was brought Bnei Adin ben Yehuda, the children of Adin from the tribe of Yehuda. Be'echad be'teves, on the first day in Teves,
Shaboy b'nei Parish Shnia. In that day, the children of Parish brought wood a second time. Bechad b'Tevis, on the first day of Tevis, Lohoy b'Maimit. There was no Maimit over there. It was standing over there. Shohoy b'Halel, because they said Halel. B'Korban Musaf, and they had a Korban Musaf. B'Korban Eitzim, and a Korban of those who bring the wood, and therefore the people of the Maimed did not read the Maisa Breishis, not by Shachris and not by Milcha.
So the Mishnah was talking about the different times of the wood of the Kohanim and the people. Says the Bar Tanura, Zman Atzah Kohanim Va'om, Kshalu B'nei Agoylo, when the people of the exile went up to Yerushalayim, Leimotsu Eitzim B'lishka, they didn't find wood in the room. So these stood up, and they brought a gift from their own. So the prophets made a condition amongst themselves, that even if the room would be full with wood, these would be bring a gift from their own. And the day they would bring the wood, they would bring along with it a gift, a sacrifice. They would make that day into a holiday. So it's written in the book of Ezra, Nehemiah Vav, Agarolis, Sipalnu, and we threw the lotteries, Al Korban Eitzim, Lahavid, to bring to the house of our God, Beitim is one in the Shana on set times during the year. Anyone who made a mistake in his tribe, doesn't know where to go, Yelech in Benezatu, goes with Benezatu. Ubnei Goin ve'eli, and the sons of the Goin ve'eli, so, but Nura says, Mefarash b'Gemara, the Gemara says, or he explains, Pamachas Gozru Oivim Shmad al Yisrael, the enemies decreed the destruction on the Jews, Le'evi b'Kurim, to force them against their religion, Shmad, to go against their religion, to not to bring b'Kurim, the Mikdash, Ve'eshivu Shemrim b'Drachim al-Kach, and they place guards on the roads for this. V'amda nashim k'shedim shei beis ador. So the righteous people to that generation, they stood v'aviu sali bikurim. They brought baskets with the first fruits. V'chof oisim b'ktzias, and they covered them with figs. The hainutainim yivashim, that is dried figs. V'neis makseif, and they would carry them on their shoulders. So Eli. So what is it called? Goin ve'eli. Eli, who ate gadol. That's a large tree. Also ki'ein buchna. It's made like a buchna shekoyishim by a daisim, which you bang and grind the daisa. V'ayirigil lichtash by haktzias. And they would customary squeeze with them these dried figs. Lasim ha'migulit ve'la, to make them pressed figs. K'shoy poigim b'shemrim, when they would come across the guards, emrim lahem, we're going to make two pressed figs with this press that's in front of us. With this oli that's on our shoulders. And this is the way they would bring the kurim to Yerushalayim. And based on this, because this nikru b'nei goyin ve'eli, they're called b'nei goyin ve'eli, kolaymer, goyin ve'leva shemrim, to say they're stealing the heart of the guards, they would trick them with the ali goinve ba ali with shal kasefim, with that piece of, with that ali that's on their shoulders. And what are the bnei koitzik tzius, those who used to oppress the figs, al shem shachitchin aguli hadvele b'mektzois, they would cut the pressed figs with these swords. Of Eila Anoshim Akshedim Atzmam, and these righteous people themselves, Amdu Pamacheres, they stood up again another time, she goes to Shmad, that they had decreed to destroy the religion, try to force the Yid not to do the mitzvah. Shalei Lahavi Eitzim Lumarocha, they shouldn't bring wood for the burning for the Mizbech. Betiknu Sulamis, so they would, they prepared ladders, V'yemrim L'shemrim, and they would say to the guards, little shnei goyz lez m'shevich zeh shalufaneinu besulim zeh shal kalsveinu, that to take the two small pigeons from this nest that's in front of us with this ladder that's on our shoulders, on how we're going. V'al shem kach,
and because of this Nikru, they're called Bnei Salmoim. The Bnei Salmoim hanit to tzosim. The Salmoim hanit to tzosim. So you notice him as they would break up those ladders after they passed through from the Shemrim, they would break up the ladders. And they would bring with them wood for the fire of the Mizbeach. All these would bring the wood together with Bnei Zatu. So Bnei Goyin ve'eli are also Bnei Koytze Ketzius.
I'm thinking that both of these names of Goyin ve'eli and Bnei Koytze Ketzius, that was because of the first thing, because they would they trick them by telling that they're doing the pressed figs, and just that the Rashi is saying that same people, the Bartanur is saying, that this happened something else, another story with the same people, but that's not, the Mishnah doesn't say that over here. The Mishnah is just talking about the Goyin ve'eli and Bnei Koytze Ketzius. That's what it looks like to me. In any event, then the Mishnah goes through the different dates, and it says that in Achaz B'Tevis Bnei Parushniya, Bnei Parushniya, a second time, Shel Achaz Shesimu, after they completed Matilim Payos Eze Bachroina, they would throw lotteries. Who is the last? Kidiksi Vagarolas Haflit Al Korban Eitzim. Grozi Palnu Al Korban Eitzim. We threw lotteries on the Korban Eitzim. I guess that the final day, just one of them had the chance again to win, after all the other days were taken, and they got it the second time. So that was the Bnei Parush Shniya, apparently. That's why they won the lottery the second time, and that's why they got a second chance. So on the first day of Tevis, they didn't have a Maimed Shoy Bahalal. If Shechel B'Tevis Chal B'Chanukah Loilam, that was on Chanukah. B'Chanukah gave them a Halal, and Chanukah you complete the Halal. Aval Halal the Rosh Chodesh, but the Halal of Rosh Chodesh, Shekri Los Halal B'Elam Minek, where the reading of the Halal is only a custom, B'Alma, Leidochi Maimed, that doesn't push away the Maimed. Umahai Taima, for this reason, Leichoshiv Rosh Chodesh Nisan, doesn't count Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Izbei Boy Nami Halal of Korban Musaf, it has Halal and a Korban Musaf. The carbonates. So the only thing that the Mishnah does mention over here, it mentions Aleph B'Tevis. And the reason is because Aleph B'Nissan, because Aleph B'Tevis has the whole Halal, Mashenken Aleph B'Nissan, although it has the other two things, it has the carbon Musaf and the carbon Eitzim, but the Halal it doesn't have, because the Halal that it has is only a partial Halal, and that's why there was Maimed over there, because it didn't have the full hollow. Mishnah Vav. Chamisha Dvarim, there were five things, Yirvas Avisenu, that happened to our fathers, B'Shiva Asur B'Tammuz, on the 17th day of Tammuz. V'chamisha B'Tisha Vav, and five things happened on the 9th day in Av. B'Shiva Asur B'Tammuz, on the 17th day of Tammuz, Yishtabru HaLuchas, the Luchas were broken, Ubutal HaTomid, and they ceased to sacrifice the Korban Tomid, Uhufka HaYir, and the city was split, V'sorof HaPoistmus HaTorah, and HaPoistmus burned the Torah, V'hemi Tzelem B'Eichel, and he placed the Tzelem in the Mishkan. B'Tez B'Av, on the 9th day of Av, Nigzar HaLaviseinu, it was decreed on our forefathers that in the Midbar Shalei Konsul Ha'oret, they should not enter Eretz Yisrael. V'chorev HaBayis B'Rishayna B'Shniya, and the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. V'nilchedo Beitar, city of Beitar was conquered. V'nechresho Ha'ir, and the city of Yerushalayim has been plowed. Tod M'shenichnas Av M'matim B'Simcha, the month of Av comes, we should diminish in joy. Says the Bartanura, the luchas were broken on the 7th day of Tammuz, because the Ten Commandments were given on Vav Sivan.
ubezayin bashkom, and on the seventh day, early morning, ola lekabel as shara Torah, he went up to receive the rest of the Torah. V'shoh shom mem yoyim, and he waited over there for 40 days. Nimtzu kolim v'yudzayin betamuz, so it turns out that they end on the 17th of Tammuz. Ukshe yorad, when he went down, shobres haluchas, shibres haluchas, he broke the luchas. Ubutla tomid, and the tomid has ceased on the 17th of Tammuz, shlo yishom kvosim la'akrif, because there were no sheep to sacrifice, shibayir motze, because the city was under siege. City came under siege. V'hem mitzalem b'heichel, placed at Salem in the Hechel, pligi bo'a Amiroi b'Yerushalmi. So this is the agreement between Amiroim and the Yerushalmi. Chadom at Salem shal Menashe. One says this is referring to the Salem, the Avodah Zarah that Menashe placed to buy Srishti Mairi, talk about the first Beis HaMikdash. Chadom at Salem shal Apustmus. This was at Salem of Apustmus, shohayim misore ha'yivonim. He was from the Greek officers, b'vayis Shenhoi. This was during the second Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Zayin, Shabbos Shechal Tisha B'Av Liyiz B'Toycho, the week in which Tisha B'Av falls in it, Osu Milasapar Mechabes, you're not allowed to take haircuts and wash no garments. B'Chamishi, on Thursday, if Tisha B'Av is Friday, Mutorim, then you're allowed to take haircut and wash the garment in the Kveh the Shabbos, because it is the honor in Shabbos. So that that a person should be with a haircut and go and clean clothing. Erev Tisha B'Av le'yachal odim shnei tafshilim, on the eve of Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two types of foods. Le'yachal basar le'ishti yayin, he shouldn't eat meat or drink wine to the meal that he is eating before his fast, and if he's eating it after midday. Rav Shimon Gamliel le'emir, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Mishaneh, he should change, he should not eat as he eats all the time, he shouldn't drink as he drinks all the time. If he's usually going to eat two items cooked, he should eat only one. If he's used to drink two wines, he should only drink one. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'kfiyas hamitra. Rabbi Yehuda obligates that on Tisha B'Av you have to turn over the bed with the feet up, and you should not sleep on it but on the floor. V'loid lechacham, the chacham did not agree to him, but you're allowed to sleep in your bed. Says the Bar Tanura, Shabbos Shechal Liyiz Tisha B'Av, the week that Tisha B'Av falls in it, Shavu Shechal Tes B'Av Liyiz B'Toycha, that means the week that the ninth of Av comes in that week, also L'Saper U'L'Chabbos, is prohibited to take haircuts and to wash, Kol Isu Shavua, that entire week, Achi Yaver HaTainis, until after the fast day. But U'B'Chamishi Mutorim, but on the Thursday, it is permitted. Shehoyu Mekachi V'Api Ariya, when they would sanctify the month by the seeing of the witnesses. Chal Tisha B'Av Li is Red of Shabbos, and Tisha B'Av turns out to be on Friday. Motor L'Chabbos B'Chamishi, then you're permitted to wash on Thursday, Shalifnei HaTainis, that's before the Tainis, make Kavoyed HaShabbos, because the honor of Shabbos. On Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't eat Shnei Tafshilin, Ein Osun Mishum Shnei Tafshilin, that what constitutes the Isur of two cooked items, Elodovor She'ein Nechel K'meishu Chai, only if the item cannot be eaten raw, that means that it's cooked, you can't eat two of those. But something that can be eaten raw, can go in cholov ugvina, like milk and cheese, kidneys and beans. So bizman shehi lacha, that it's when it's moist. Even though if he cooks it, that does not constitute two cooked items. He shouldn't eat meat, he shouldn't drink wine. Hani Mili, this is talking about Lachar Chatzi Hayoim, after half a day. So then he says the person can eat the meat or drink the wine, Ubesuda Mafsekis, and it's talking about the meal that interrupts, that he has in mind not to eat afterwards any permanent meal. But even before half a day, But before half a day, afilu besuda mafsekis, even by the meal that interrupts, a besuda she'en mafsekis, or if it's a meal that doesn't interrupt, afilu achar chatzi hayoyim, even after the half a day, shor lechel beif tafshilin ubasar v'yayin, is permitted to eat two cooked items and meat and wine. So the only time you're not allowed to eat it is the suda mafsekis after chatzos. Then has this restriction.
But if it's not a Suda Mafzekas, even if it's after Chatzos, because he's going to eat afterwards, then there is no restrictions. And even if it is Suda Mafzekas, but it's before Chatzos, we also don't have these restrictions against more than two cooked or drinking meat and wine. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Yishana. So Rav Shimon Gamliel Eimer, Yishana. A person should make a change. If he was accustomed to eat two cooked items, then he should just eat one. If he was used to drinking two cups, he drinks one cup. Loch is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that it doesn't go by what he's used to, but just not to eat two cooked items and not to drink any meat, not to drink wine and eat meat. And the Chacham did not agree to. Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah said, Mechai b'kfi samita, he obligates to turning over the bed, shakoifa mita al paneho, that he turns his bed over on its face, v'yishkav alel b'karkai, should not sleep on it, but rather in the ground, v'in aloha ke Rabbi Yehuda, the loch is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but like the Chachamim, who don't obligate you there. Mishnah Ches, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, lahoyu yom tevim liYisrael, there were no better holidays by amongst the Jews, k'chamisha also be'ov, as the 15th day of Av, k'chamisha also be'ov, like the 15th day of Av, u'chiyem ha'kippurim, and like Yom Kippur. Shabahem and them, in these 2 days, b'nei Yerushalayim yetzis b'klei lovan shulin, the daughters of Yerushalayim went out in white borrowed garments, and the reason everybody would borrow the garments, le'levaisis mishein, not to embarrass one who doesn't have, kol ha'kelin tu'unin kvila, all these garments needed to be immersed before they can put them on. And the daughters of Yerushalayim, they went out and they would dance in the orchards, in the wine orchards. So what did they say? Bochur, young man, raise your eyes. See what you are choosing for yourself. Do not place your eyes on beauty. Ten einecha b'mishpacha. Place your eyes on family. Sheker achein v'hevel ha'yeshvi. Grace is false and beauty is foolish. Isha yiras Hashem mitisalel. A woman who fears God is worthy of praise. V'aymer. Further pasuk they would say, Tnu lo mipri yodeho. Give her from the fruit of her hands that she deserved. V'haleluha bashori maseho. You shall praise in the gates her deeds. V'cheno emer. So says Shlomo HaMelech. Tze'enu re'enu b'nei tzion. Go out and see her, the daughter of Zion, b'melech Shlomo, in the King Shlomo. Batora she'otra le'ima, in the crown which his mother has crowned him. B'yem chasunosoi. On the day of his wedding. B'yem simchas libeh, in the day of his joy of his heart. B'yom Chasunasei is the reference, a day of his marriage, the Matan Torah. This refers to the day that the Torah was given. U'b'yom Simchas Libay, and the day that his heart is happy, is Abinyan Beis Hamikdash. This is the building of the Beis Hamikdash. Shibonim B'meheru B'meinu, should be built quickly in our days. Amen. Says the Bartanura, B'tezva Ba'av, Shaboy Kolu Meise Midbar B'shnas Hamem, in that day, those who died in the desert on the 40th year. Uboynis batlu oison hashemrim, and in that day those guards shaheshiv yiravam benevot that the Rav Benevot had placed, they became nullified. Shoyimayim es yisro shliyalu leregel, they would prevent the Jews from going up to the for the holidays. Uboynis suno nos nitono harugi beit lekvura, and that day those who were killed in beit were allowed to be buried. Uboy hayupayskim alichris etzim lemarocha, and that day they would cease to cut wood for the mizbeach, for the marocha, for the burning of the mizbeach. Lifishem oz tosh koyach shalchama. From then the power of the sun has become weak. Sheim b'koyach liyabesh etzim mil lachusom, they cannot dry the wood from its moisture. And also like Yom Kippurim. What's Yom Kippurim? Sheboy nitnu luchas ha'achroinis, for the second luchas was given on Yom Kippur. V'yoy mechilos lichas, a day for forgiving and atonement. So they would go out, b'klei lovan she'ulim, with white, the daughters of Yerushalayim would go out with white borrowed garments. Shekulim she'ulim, all girls would borrow, afila ashiris, even
the wealthy ones, not to embarrass the one who doesn't have. And old garments, tunim tvila, would require immersion, koydim shiyil b'shem, before they put them on. The v'she'en kol achas b'kir b'chaberto, because one cannot know, is not knowledgeable what the friend's circumstances are. Shema nida, so perhaps she was a nida. And yoytzes v'choylis, they would go out and dance, kimoi, as the meaning of the choylis is oz, as it says in the pasuk, oz tismach besula b'mochil, then the besula will rejoice in the mochil, in the circle. And then it says that the psukim that they should sheker achein ishir shemit salot no priyadeha. And he says the same thing is Shlomo Zalach says tseno reno b'noisin melech Shlomo. So who is it referring to? Look at the melech Shlomo, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shasholem Shaloi, peace is to his. So in the king Shlomo, king's whose peace is his. So batora shatul leimoi. Imoi, the crown that crowned him, his mother, that's Knesset Yisrael, that's the gathering of the Jewish people as a whole, in B'yem Chasin Nosoi, that Zu Matan Torah, B'yem HaKippurim Shebeinit Nuluchas Achreinus. So that, when it says Matan Torah, B'yem Chasin Nosoi, this is talking about Yom HaKippurim. That's the reference to Yom HaKippurim over here. B'yem Chasenose, or B'yem Simchas Liboy, that's B'yem Beis HaMikdosh, Shenischanech B'yem HaKippurim, that was inaugurated on Yom Kippur. This completes the fourth chapter of Tainis and completes the Masechta Tainis, Nishlema Masechta Tainis.